Open World Cup if GPS stopped working. What would happen if GPS, the global position system, stopped working? For a start, we would all have to engage our brains and pay attention to the world around us when getting from A to B. Perhaps this would be no bad thing. We'd be less likely to drive into rivers or over cliffs through misplaced trust in our navigation devices. Pick your own favorite story about kind of idiocy over GPS can enable. Mine is the Swedish couple who misspelled the Italian island of Capri and turned up hundreds of miles away in Capri asking where the sea was. But these are the exceptions. Devices that use GPS usually stop us getting lost. If it's failed, the roads would be clogged with drivers slowing at piers of signs or stopping to consult maps. If your commute involves a train, there'd be no information boards to tell you when to expect the next arrival. Phone for a taxi, and you'll find your harassed operator trying to keep track of your fleet by calling the drivers. Open the Uber app, and well, you get the picture. With no GPS, emergency services will start struggling. Operators wouldn't be able to locate callers from their phone signal or identify the nearest ambulance or police car. There would be a snarl ops at the ports. Container cranes need to GPS to unload ships. Gaps could appear on supermarket shelves as just in time. Logistics system would jutter to a halt. Factories could strand idle because their inputs didn't arrive just in time earlier. Farming, construction, fishing, surveying. These are other industries mentioned by a UK government report that pegs the cost of GPS going down in about $1 billion a day for the first 5 days. If it lasted much longer, we might start worrying about the resilience of a whole load of other systems that might not have occurred to you if you think of GPS as location service. It is that, but it's also time service. 50 things that made the modern economy highlight the inventions, ideas, and innovations that helped create the economic world. It's broadcast on the BBC World Service. You can find more information about the program sources and listen to all the episodes online or subscribe to the program podcast. GPS consists of 24 satellites that all carry clocks synchronized to an extreme degree of precision. When your smartphone uses GPS to locate you on a map, it's picking up signals from some of the satellites, and it's making a calculation based on the time the signal was sent and where the satellite was. If the clock on those satellites stray by thousands of seconds, you'll mislay yourself by 200 km or 300 km. So if you want incredibly accurate information about the time, GPS is a place to get it. Consider phone networks. Your calls share space with others through a technique called multiplexing. The other gets the time stamped, scrambled up, and unscrambled at the other end. A glitch of just 1,000 of a second can cause problem. Bank payments, stock markets, power grids, digital television, cloud computing. All depend on different location grading on the time. If GPS were to fail, how well and how widely and for how long would backup system does these various shows on the road? The not very reassuring answer is that nobody really seems to know. No wonder GPS is sometimes called the invisible utility. Trying to put a dollar value on it has become almost impossible. As the author Greg Miner puts in a pinpoint, how GPS is changing our world, you may as well ask, how much is oxygen worth to the human respiratory system? This remarkably story for inventions that first won support in the US military because it could help by bombing people, and even if it was far from the church, it needed it. One typical response was, I know where I am. Why do I need a damn satellite to tell me where I am? The first GPS satellite launched in 1978, but it wasn't until the first Gulf War in 1990 that subjects came around. As Operation Desert Storm ran into a literal desert storm, with swirling and reducing visibility to 5 meters, GPS let soldiers mark the location of mines, find their way back to water sources, and avoid getting in other ways. It was so obvious, life-saving, and the military has so few receivers to go around. Soldiers asked their families in America to spend their own money shipping over 1,000 commercially available devices. Given the military advances GPS conferred. You may be wondering why the U.S. Armed Forces were happy for everyone to use it. The truth is they weren't, but they couldn't do much about it. They tried having the satellite send two signals, an accurate one for their own use and degraded. Fuzzier, one for civilian, but companies found clever ways to tease more focus from the fuzzy signals, and the economy boost was becoming ever plainer. In 2000, President Bill Clinton bowed to the inevitable and made the high-grade signal available to all. The American taxpayer puts up the billion, all dollars, a year it takes to keep GPS going. And that's very kind of them, but it's wise for the rest of the world to rely on their continued largesse. In fact, GPS isn't only global navigation satellite system. There's Russian one too, called GLONASS. Although it isn't as good, China and the European Union have their own well-advanced projects called Beidou and Galileo, respectively. Japan and India are working on systems too. These alternative satellites might help us write out problems specific to GPS, but they might able to make tempting military targets in any future conflicts. And you can imagine a space war knocking everyone offline. A big enough solar storm could also do the job. There are land-based alternatives to satellite navigation. The main one is called ELORAN, but it doesn't cover the whole world, and some countries are putting more effort than others into national systems. One big approval of ELORAN is the signal are stronger. By the time GPS signal have made their 20,000 km journey to Earth, they're extremely weak, which makes them easy to jam or to spoof if you know what you're doing. People paid to think about this thing, worry less about the apocalyptic scenarios, waking up one day to find the whole thing offline, and more about potential for terrorists or nation states to wreak havoc by feeding inaccurate signal to GPS receivers in certain area. Engineering professor Todd Humphrey has shown poofing can down drones and divert super yachts. He worries attackers would physically fry electricity grinds, cripple mobile networks, and crash stock markets. The truth is, it's hard to be sure how much damage poofing GPS signal might do. But just ask the Swedish tourist in Karpi, knowing that you're lost in one thing, being wrongly convinced you know where you are is another problem together.